A title is meant to give you a clue about the content. For example, it's put into practice with things like books, films, food products, and organizations. One notable exception to that rule is Planned Parenthood. Their advocacy and actions actually do everything possible to discourage parenthood through abortion, which has, long been known, but recent undercover videos have given new cause for outrage regarding the actions, the policies, and even greed of Planned Parenthood. Here to take a look at those actions and reactions to them is politics reporter for the Washington Examiner, Gabby Morangiello. Good morning, Gabby.
Good morning.
And, of course, it's WashingtonExaminer.com. Most recent story is titled Planned Parenthood Controversy Snowballs, dated July 23rd. And most of us have seen the videos already, two videos, at least so far, maybe even more, from the Center for Medical Progress. That's the organization that had a couple of actors sit down in a very comfortable setting, apparently, in a casual setting, with a couple of Planned Parenthood officials who are very willing to offer insight into how they work to earn money off of aborted babies, because apparently, Gabby, getting $540 million of taxpayer money isn't enough for them, is it?
Apparently. Right. I mean, Planned Parenthood, these videos came out of several officials making these comments, just absolutely horrifying remarks about the industry and some of the operations that Americans weren't previously aware of that Planned Parenthood is indulging in. And as we've seen from a number of presidential candidates on the right, they are outraged. They are reflecting Americans' outrage. And so far, we've heard a number of Democratic candidates just remain silent on the issue. We saw Hillary Clinton come out yesterday with a statement in support of Planned Parenthood, kind of condemning the overall reaction to this and saying that, you know, Republicans are guilty of making a much bigger deal of this than it should be. And that's the reaction that we're seeing so far on the left, which is completely in opposition to what a majority of Americans are thinking about this and about this organization.
And when the first video came out, Planned Parenthood's reaction was not to refer to the actions as harvesting body parts. It was donating human fetal tissue. They're trying to desensitize as much as possible. But if you get to the technicals of everything scientifically, which always irritates Planned Parenthood because it proves everything they stand on to be wrong, fetal tissue is nevertheless human organs. Sorry to break the news to them.
Right. And isn't it interesting that this organization and the officials who work for it are constantly out there saying that, a fetus is not a life, it's not viable outside the womb, it shouldn't be treated as a life, we shouldn't view it that way. But at the same time, we should use the organs of it to go ahead and save others' lives. The hypocrisy among this organization is just appalling.
And from Planned Parenthood's own statistics, by the way, they claim to be an organization to counsel women and to cultivate and encourage family-smart decisions, yet 90% of their advocacy encourages abortion.
Right.
And that's their own numbers.
And all of their supporters and organizations like Emily's List and Democratic politicians like Clinton and Elizabeth Warren are constantly out there using Planned Parenthood as a platform to empower women. And all that they're doing, as you mentioned, is bringing women down. And this organization's impact has been devastating, especially among the African-American community and among African-American women who are encouraged to use abortion as a form of birth control. So this is definitely something we've seen now. Republican lawmakers are calling for a probe into this organization. And I think that a lot of Americans do hope to see something like that occur.
Talking with Gabby Morangiello from the Washington Examiner, politics reporter for the Washington Examiner, WashingtonExaminer.com on the web. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. I watched both videos. And again, casually talking about one of them is the president of Planned Parenthood's Medical Directors Council. And she uses phrases like using, this is a direct sickening quote, less crunchy techniques in order to get whole specimens. In the second video, their Federation of America Senior Director of Medical Services talks about being very good at getting heart, lung, liver, because we know that I'm not going to crush that part. I'm going to see if I can get it intact. They get anywhere between $30 and $100 per cultivated organ. And, you know, again, it's not just the $540 million in taxpayer money. I have a list. This is courtesy of Second Vote. It's a website that follows the financial flow for political causes. You can find out who's donating to who. There are 41 major companies that donate, in addition to the $540 million that the federal money they get, donate to Planned Parenthood. They range from everything from American Express, Avon, AT&T, and Ben & Jerry's to maybe the most unusual ones on the list, the American Cancer Society and United Way. And Groupon is on there, too.
Right. Well, hopefully what we'll see is a number of these companies reconsider their contributions to Planned Parenthood after seeing these undercover videos surface. Because I would assume that a lot of the executives in these companies that are making the decisions to donate are equally as outraged by what they've seen in this video. I mean, you have a woman talking about, as you mentioned, the different forms of abortion and taking apart a aborted fetus and, you know, harvesting their organs as she's munching on a salad. I mean, that, to me, is just, I can't even wrap my head around somebody being able to do that and discuss something like that as they're eating their lunch. And she seems completely unfazed by it. And so we should hope to see a number of these organizations pull out their funding, and hopefully down the road we will see the federal government pull out their funding of Planned Parenthood as well.
And there is a bill that's going through Congress right now. It's not on the calendar for a vote, but maybe this will be expedited then too. It's called the Pain Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. It's currently in the U.S. Senate. It would stop abortions from being performed after 20 weeks, which Wisconsin just signed that into state law. A lot of states have gone that way with the 20-week increment, although by medical definition, life is a measurable heart wave, a beat, and a measurable brain wave. And that happens long before 20 weeks in many cases, sometimes as early as 8 to 10 weeks. But the 20-week mark is apparently where science has confirmed where babies can actually feel pain. So ergo, the reason for the 20-week thing. And, you know, maybe Gabby, this is why Planned Parenthood has been a long proponent for late-term abortion. It expands their product and their stockpile.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it. And, I mean, as you mentioned, the 20-week abortion ban and the Pain Capable Protection Act, we've seen that, and we've seen a number of Republicans out there championing for this. We saw Scott Walker actually pass something similar in Wisconsin, and the left gave him a lot of flack for it. But any step in the direction of protecting the unborn is something that conservatives are obviously out there advocating for. It's a very personal issue for a lot of people. And we can continue to see it play a role in the 2016 election. And as we've seen with the Democratic candidates and their silence on the issue, or even those who have spoken out and been criticized for their comments, like Martin O'Malley, who said all lives matter and then was booed by a liberal audience at Netroots Nation last week. I mean, this is going to hurt them as well if they continue to be advocating for an organization like Planned Parenthood, who's obviously their integrity and their morals are being called into question.
And there are some House Democrats that are speaking up. For example, there are four House Democrats who wrote to the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch. However, not to investigate Planned Parenthood. They're asking her to investigate the group that did the videos, the Center for Medical Progress.
Of course.
You know,
I mean, right. Planned Parenthood, in their eyes, can do no wrong. And of course, the left wants to go after the organization that is out there as a watchdog, making sure that this organization, that Planned Parenthood, is held accountable and that they are operating under, you know, federal government regulations and that they're abiding by the law. And as soon as that is called into question and somebody brings out a legitimate resource for people to see what actually happens behind closed doors in this organization, obviously, that's something that the left is going to want to shut down as quickly as they can. So I'm not surprised by that.
Well, if you're listening, contact your member of Congress in the House and the Senate and encourage them, urge them, demand that they support the Pain Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. And over at our Facebook page, I put a link to the list of the 41 companies that are big-time supporters, financial supporters of Planned Parenthood. And hopefully I'll inspire you to change the way you shop and who you buy your products and who you support, because, again, there are businesses as well as organizations, including, as I mentioned, United Way and even the Susan G. Komen Foundation, March of Dimes, who are contributors to Planned Parenthood and who follow along with how this story is certainly going to develop further and to see what changes and differences can be made. Washington Examiner is the go-to place, WashingtonExaminer.com. We've been joined by the politics reporter, Gabby Morangiello. Gabby, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you again for having me.